Begin the current daf. Mesech is about the zara daf. Nun test. Begin with al. Begin test. Master. Begin the gemara. Adam rebiuch. And Mishum ben Yitzadik. Says halcha mashma. Here it sounds like show your rabbi that as if he was Rebbeuchen's rebbe. Rebbeuchen saying in his name. Chemashan namikam aduchti. So it sounds like in many places. Shemesh mus mishma that it says teachings in his name. But Tema says it's a wonder. Could be some then pegs that bird that provav men alkamer. Rebchir bras drunki. Rebshim ben Yitzadik. Azula abeshon ba asi. They went to make ibyon asi. Itabul ba dai. Rebshim alakish vechulu. And he said, well, what should I say to him? Now, the rabbi Hayah, I mean, that's what Rish Lakish called them. Now, if Rish Lakish was his rabbi, and Rish Lakish said this to Rish Lakish, so Hayah Leilim Chazal Kavod Rabbi, he should have protested regarding the honor of his rabbi. The Abba Rabbi Shabbat Yechanan, so, and Rish Lakish have a Talmud, so for sure it's difficult. How is it possible that on Rish Lakish's Talmud, Rish Lakish is Rabbi Yechon's Talmud, and his Rabbi is Rabbi. How was he not Moicha then on what Rabbi Shimon Lakish said to Rabbi Shimon Yitzadik? I think it says at the beginning of the words of the Gemara, Hadi Yachid Nesavim. But if it's on an individual, it's forbidden. Which says you have to say the Ma'ika going to Navi Ma'ari. You have to say where, for example, it's flowing from his land, where obviously then it belongs to an individual. But then it says every time we could say, "Varmin Mishul Merubadu B'Dig Masas and Merubad and Baba Kamad Peyal from Alav Kabe Esa to Noyim Mishes Niyeshua." There are 10 stipulations that Yeshua and Benun made for Eretz Yisrael. Umayna Yitzah Betchila, and the spring that's coming out. B'nei Yer Mistapkin Emenu, that the people of the city could have benefit from it. V'mken, if that's the case, Hey Chavdi Yachad, how could you ever have an individual if everyone has the rights to utilize it? And that's what says that Varmari. He says the Ma'ir Tuma B'mayna Yitzah Me'atzim Tuma, the spring that comes out on its own. And that comes on its own. Here, the guy dug it himself, threw it along his team. Or you know, another person could say, "Is Myris Toman Hach over here? It's all his own city. So there's no other people in the city that like as if that like he has to share it with them." Next says, "Matam begin with the words of the Ikla Gavla." So he went to Gavla. Mfarsh Baruch. The Aruch explains it's Har Seir. It's the Mount Seir, which is in Edom. V'chin Targum Yonison. He translates Har Seir's tour of the Gavla, the mountain of Gavla. Targum Yerushalmi Oimer says Hayfiyah Mahar Paran is going to mature the Gavlohain Livnoi the Yishmoil, and that it's from the Arabs. Now with Miu, however, Lafiyah Emes, actually according to the truth. So though we have this approach that either it's Har Seir or like Targum Yerushalmi says that it's by the people of the Ishmaelites. But according to the truth, Mashmar Yes, it sounds actually more that she ir merits Yisrael. It's actually a city of merits Yisrael. Good, I'm preg basic subis, tav kofi beizim et aleph, that Reb Shimon Levi ikl legablo chaza golem ben akvanim v'chulu. He saw calves amongst the grapevines, and he said that basically, like, you know, your pears are too much. You know, like a basic and who you're producing your fruits for, the Arabs that they're gonna come on us with our sins. Basically, you see that it was from the cities in Eretz Yisrael. A non-Jew or a slave that has relations with a Jewish woman, have a lot of mamzer, the child's a mamzer. So it says, we could say, wait, it has to take a second look. It says, why does the Gemara need in Yavamas Dav Samachas Mabez, a paragraph, or Yachsen Kudush Dabayin, Hemabez, or Biyachon? According to Biyachon, maybe Shmal, a Kra, a Pasik, the Bas Koyin, when it says in the Pasik that the daughter Koyin Kisil is Zar, when she's made with a foreign man, Lashmit, let us know, Dabikacham, Abishabah Bas Yisrael, that when a non Jew and a slave has a relation with a Jewish woman, Shapaslua, that they disqualify her, Pshita, obviously. Hashtablan Mamza, if she's her child's a Mamza, Paisal Biyasai, Mibay, do I have to tell you that he's going to disqualify her with the Biyah? Marie, he says, you're right, Hodi Deva, Hodi Rabbi, he himself, that Rabbi Yechon does not need, as we see, because he holds a lot of mamza, but his rabbi that does not have this teaching needs a special teaching that the bee is going to disqualify her. Next says, Ma'at, to begin with the words, that anything that's eaten as it's raw, so that doesn't have a problem of halacha of Bishol Akam. Pasuk Ben Tam. Ben Tam rules Kahani Tre Lishni, like these two different versions of Rav, both lingually. The Harab Yechon is really Kahani Lishna Basa, because as we say over here, he was like the second version, that it's totally on if it's eaten raw or not. And I mean, if it's Oila Shochem Malachem or not. Kamala Rabbi Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechonon, and we rule like Rabbi Yechonon when he disagrees with Rab. Alishna Basa Namal Polygravala, and Rab, according to the second version, Rab also doesn't disagree with that. That's the second version of Rab. Now, Kalishna Dechoshnilcha Kumar Shochai, and regarding the first version of that, if it's eaten as it is raw, Isli Listam Tamuda Le'el, that we have an anonymous Gemara. What should we be concerned about? What do you mean? It's eaten as it's raw. So you see that anonymous Gemara also says like that. Lahakel. So too regarding the oil, the Gemara says it's eaten as it's raw. Even though it is oil lashoch malachim, so you see that we go with that leniently also. Now, and the last version over here, Maisa Lahakal is as on to be lenient also. Even if it's not eaten raw, sure, it's still going to be permitted to mention Eina Oila since it's not Oila Shachim Lachim. Again, Turmas, like the Turmas being that we talk about over here. And regarding this, they for sure agreed that Dover Shanech Lachai, that's something that's eaten raw, Avbisha Oila, even though it's Oila Shachim Lachim, sure, it's going to be permitted. How do we know? There's Tedi Yishno, the El Pek, and the Gemara, the Chesim, and Av, the Kaman, the Gemara says, the difference between them is Dogim Kitanim, is small fish, Ardi Vidaisa, Buya Shein Nachal Chayin, they're not eaten raw, and the Ein Oila Shachim Lachim, as the Girsa. But we don't say ikum and the difference between them is dvash and perish and the chobek kamechayin va'olin honey and fruits that are eaten as they're raw and the other shachem lachem. Obviously, because baha like a mandapol, no one disagrees. The kibin shenachol chayin since they're eaten raw in b'mishum bishul abikachem. There's no bishul akum. Lish the basa b'lahakel. As Tosef explains this over there, that lish basa is going to be lenient and to say also va'olin main also, and that's not forbidden them in kach neim if you don't have both them. Has to be in a nechel ba'oil, has to be that it's not eaten raw, and it's oil l'shochem malachim, as Tosis on the one mechazim rav, the masle ikim and discussed this point also. Next Tosis Matta, begin with the words, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to have the non-Jew go ahead and transport the grapes to the wine press? So Rashbam Pirish, Rashbam explained to Pazelish and says, what's this question? When they harvest the grapes, nice masalim, and they put them to baskets, to bring it to the wine press, as you continue to mabez, mismachin, so they get crushed, and the grapes get pressed one on the other, by yain mezalef, and the wine drips, matil noisim gaz, and they put it into the wine press. Mao, what's halacha? Sheilichem abikacham legaz. Could the non-Jew bring it to the wine press? In other words, michos vahushim mezalef lasas yain nesach b'maga oiloi. Would we consider that which drips to make that into a yain nesach by touching or not? Now, says Tosafot, why are we talking about sheilich legaz? Why are we picking specifically transporting to the wine press? Loi mebayilei. That was never a question if you could put grapes into the wine press, because it says as follows. If there's wine that's flowing, for sure that's going to be forbidden. So therefore, if you put the grapes into the wine press, so all the wine in the wine press is going to be forbidden. It's connected, because it's not comparable to throwing the kashrin kamam b'shmaitin, which we permit later on the sugya on the samach at the end of a mebeis of alchem muchach. That's obviously perek achren. In the last parak, the non-Jew that puts grapes or any vessel into the barrel of wine, he makes all the wine with his force forbidden that's in the barrel. The main yain begas, and if there is no wine in the wine press, of course, then you could put the grapes inside the wine press. Ben Chayshu doesn't have to be concerned. So that was never a question. Now, why do not get gas? So why are we picking the wine press? Or the milsa not get? It's just incidental. That here, local gas, because this is on the way to take it to the gas. The ikar, and that's primary, that's how the Rashbam explains. Says it's because it's difficult, because chada, first of all, to lahoyeloi lishal bahaylocha, you shouldn't have to ask by transporting. It's very simple. The main question is, could an non-Jew make the wine that's dripping forbidden by touching? Void more of the pshit to the yain mazav and anav made in actually is yain nesach. Obviously, the wine that's dripping from the grapes is not considered yain nesach. Like kamayim alma, who is just like regular water. Vafalevim mishnah achrein. Even according to the second version, which we had in the nun heim beis loichin a gas beuta, you could purchase a wine press that was pressed called mashal yischal mashach as long as it didn't start flowing. Boy kasha, another difficulty is mashal reitzer Rashbam lachalik. This the Rashbam wants to differentiate between zorik mekenegdil zorik lemenochig when you're throwing from a distance or throwing from close. Techilik zel lemetzini. We don't find that differentiation. That he calls him a name in the edel. Come on, I the Gemara says later on the Samach Av Manav that
you're pushing it all the way till you get close. Pirish b'shoshay hachobes nafil labar, that when the barrel falls into the pit, adayinu negay, but it's still touching. But b'dichbisham, and you push it over there. That's what it means. Look about yishapish b'kuntra. Not like the way Rashi explains. Ozman emanai at samach labar until you like you push it till you get close to the cistern, and then b'zirika kazois esechas. And for such a throwing, it would be forbidden. The way Rashi makes it sound like the inira, that doesn't seem to be correct. The b'shul el, like we had previously mentioned this. So kachne l'rid l'var is different. It appears to the read to explain the mayr with tumah behischli moshech that it started to flow. Dila hischel because it didn't stop pshit shemuta obviously would be permitted. By loch blei zrika nami pshit shemuta and transporting without spraying without throwing it for sure would be permitted. Elamayir bezrika l'gaz we're talking about they throw it into the wine press. Mabayim aser we're asking if it's forbidden davikamay mezoga b'kachavim. It's like the case of when the non Jews diluting the wine. Darmin leel which we previously said shemi yiga maybe he's going to touch. Idim alay damel mazaga b'kachavim. The has no maybe it's not comparable to diluting. The has madak to b'kachavim mazaga kado because there the non Jews is precise to measure it appropriately, diluted kadesh rolish tisha fit to drink. But here not a demolish, no, maybe that wouldn't make a difference. I'm like, us it says forbidden. Although later on we permit when it would be with throwing, even drinking. So no, this case is a little bit more comparable to the case of diluting. And therefore one should initially, as we say in this initially prohibit from having the non-Jew transport the grapes to the wine. Since it started to flow, even with throwing. Now, it's initially, that's only specifically regarding initially, like the Gemara continues to explain, but after the fact, it's going to be permitted. And there's no difference regarding throwing, the way the Rashbam differentiates. There's no difference. No throwing makes a paper to Bayan Nesach. Muffling media, it sounds like there's no difference whether close or far, it doesn't make a difference. Not like the Rashbam and like Rashi.